KO.com.
Okay, now when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, this is still all about Charlottesville. All 3 hours is about Charlottesville. The first three people right here is going to come back on the air, and all three people that you're listening to, we were veterans of the Battle of Charlottesville. I would like to say that before we go to our new guest and we go back to Matt, the most disappointing thing to me about Charlottesville is that so many of our people that I thought were just lion-hearted, pit bull, junkyard dogs, never say die, fight to the end of the earth, have ran for the high grass, have never come back to the movement. They're so afraid. I mean, who does not understand? You don't want to lose your job. You don't want to go to jail. But what the hell do you think was going to happen when you go face the beast like that? I mean, do you not have enough courage as a man? Do you not have enough integrity to stand tall? Do you have to run for the damn high grass? Do you have to shut entire organizations down? Matt and Ben, that's what disappointed me most of all. Effeminate people. I mean, they folded after this Charlottesville thing. And that's when I think we should ramp it up. And by God, and call me a lunatic if you will. I'm going to shut up after this. Call me a lunatic if you will. I think we need to go back to Charlottesville in just full force and then get our people, install our own sheriff in the county. I mean, people like I'm radical dreaming. Maybe I am. And then when the feds start coming to arrest you, say, kiss my ass. Come on in here and arrest this. Is your little $40,000 or $50,000 job that you've got, is it worth making your wife a widow? Is it worth having some man sleeping in the bed with your wife 6 months from now because I'm 6 feet under? Is it worth having your children as orphans? Is it worth your penny ante job to come and tax your own fellow white people at the behest of a bunch of damn Jews and a bunch of communist Satanists? That's what disappointed me so bad. But anyway, we're in the roof. We just brought a new guy in. He's been on several times before. His name is Tennessee Ben. Tennessee Ben was in Charlottesville. We've got him on with Matt Goodwin. They're going to be on for a few more minutes until we bring in Mark Tommy. But anyway, Tennessee Ben, welcome to the Charlottesville special. We're going to be doing Charlottesville all 3 hours, and we'll do it again on the 30th of August because we will be, I forgot to tell our people, we'll have to do a rerun next week because of family issues in our, Jay and company. They've got to go to a wedding. They have one of their relatives is getting married, so we're going to shut her down. By God, we could use a break anyway. But so anyway, how you doing tonight, Ben?
Well, I'm doing all right. There for a minute, I had thought it was Friday until my phone started ringing, and I come flying out from under a truck realizing it was Saturday.
But it sure is Saturday, bro.
I'm doing fantastic. And, you know, Charlottesville has probably been one of the most impacting events in my life as a white nationalist and a Southern nationalist. And, you know, what you were saying there when you first come on about the people who have backpedaled and kind of gone into the woods line and disappeared, and they're just sitting. It discourages me. I don't technically disown them as white nationalists because I know when shit really hits the fan, some of them are going to come back out. But out of the 90% in the woods line, only 10% are going to come back out. And, you know, it's been disappointing to see so many men who claim to be hardcore about the movement, you know, just fall off the face of the earth. Here I am several years later, and I'll look up some of them, and they're either in jail or they're off on dope or doing stupid stuff. And it just, it's sad. I give my hats off to the men who've got, you know, 6 or 7 kids now and are dedicated to taking care of their family. I'm not going to say I agree with being completely quiet about the issues, but, you know, they got a cause that they're fighting for, and we need white children worse more than anything else.
Well, I'll tell you what, the fellas on the radio with you, Matt Goodwin, he's doing his part. Matter of fact, Matt just had his third child last Saturday, didn't you, Matt?
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
Well, congrats, Matt, on that.
Got a little screamer in the house, and we love her.
Well, probably the next radio show you'll hear my screamer, because it's about that time. We're 39 weeks this week weekend, so you know it's going to be a new one. It'll be our first one.
Well, you know, Matt, I'm trying to think how I want to phrase this. Matt, we're always about solutions on Blood River Radio. In your opinion. And Ben just alluded to the fact that he thinks that only about 10% of the people, 10% of the so-called hardcore right, hardcore white nationalists that ran to the high grass, out of 100% of them, 10% will come back. Matt, is there any one critical event? What's going to have to happen to make our white people come back? And get in the streets and take their country back, take their liberty back. And before I go back to him and say this right thing right here, I think, and I'll kind of halfway answer my own question, I think we need to emulate the Jew the way they did in the Soviet Union from 1918 on until the 60s. There was only a handful of Jews, a very small handful. But they had these things called the Gulag. And they had these things called what do they call them? They later became the KGB, the Cheka. You know what they did? They killed the conservative. The lowball figure is 66 million. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said they killed 66 million people, these Jews, and with their gulags and their execution squads. Then they had this thing called the Holodomor, where they starved to death. And the number goes from 6 million to as high as 14 million. They starve people to death intentionally in the Ukraine. But my point is, they killed, some people say, at least 66 million. That's probably closer to 80 million in Europe. White Christians killed by these Jews. They killed, Mao Zedong killed over 100 million of his own people. So you know how I feel about that. So Matt, before we go back to Ben, what, if any, if there are any solutions to get our people to come back out of the grass, to get our people to get back in the streets, to take our damn country back, man? What's your opinion, brother?
Well, recently you had Johannes Achenbach, I think, from South Africa, and he said he wholly rejects the notion that people in their suffering are going to come and rally. That's not going to happen. I agree with him. It's going to take a lion of a leader, somebody who picks you up out of the grass, like when soldiers are getting fired on in the movies, and the general comes up and grabs them up and picks them up, says, you know, start firing back. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take a real tree planted by the river, basically, who's a leader, and we're going to have to encourage loss and deprivation and death. That stuff is demoralizing, but what is energizing is fighting for life. Monica Schaefer talked about their band playing on the hill recently on your show.
Yes,
they were,
yes,
watching all these runners run past, and they're playing, and every runner is like another burst of energy. That's what fighting for life is. It's exactly that. You know, when every ounce of you wants to say quit and stop, you got to just have that leader or that drive inside of you. But a lot of times for most people, for the masses, it's a leader externally that motivates them. And it's going to have to be that person. That person is going to have to come out of the woodwork and make themselves known somehow. So, or God will raise them up. But it is going to happen. There is a turning, and there's a turning right now. We can all see it. There's a little bit of an energy that's surrounding the news cycles today that things are turning. I think part of it is just the general collapse of America that is happening, and America is losing its grip. And another part of it is a mass awakening, as people have, like the first hour we were talking about how the demons all came out. And I think people are starting to see that. So there's a lot of people who were generally apathetic and on the fence and just sitting off to the side, and now they're jumping in, at least in their own little capacity. They're picking up some sort of a battle cry in some way. So I think it's happening. It's just slow. These things don't turn on a dime. The ship takes a long time to correct.
I have to agree with that, but it could take just a spark to set up. You never know what that spark's going to do. People with that, we've got to go to our first break to the second hour. We're going to bring Mark Tommy on. Hang on your seats, folks.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I love that little clip. I handpicked that clip out. Some men you just can't reach. And most of the people on Blood River Radio, we can't be reached by these damn demons of hell. Anyway, we're bringing home Mark Tommy right now. He's been a big-time guy in the movement forever. He's been also, Mark, at one time was the chief of staff, Dr. Hill's chief of staff in the League of the South, which I was a very proud member of. So we're bringing him on with Ben Walker, the young guy. So we got one real old guy, me. We're going to bring in a not quite so old guy with a young guy. So how you doing tonight, Mark?
Doing pretty good, Eddie. How about you?
I'm doing it. Like I was telling Ben, 1,000 times better than I was yesterday. I had a really hard day yesterday, but it's been touch and go since that operation back in May. But I'm coming back, brother, best I can. So we got you on with the young guy, Ben. Ben, we got Mark. He's been in the movement for quite some time. He's an engineer. He's just an all-around good guy, hardcore. So I'm just going to bring y'all in, and the way I like to do it, I like to get two real good people on, like we did the first hour, and I like to get them out of the way. But I'd just like to throw it out there. I'd like to, Ben, since you were there in Charlottesville, I'm not sure if Mark was at Charlottesville or not. I was thinking he was, but I think you might have had an engagement that day. I couldn't remember, Mark, if you were there or not.
Yeah, I wound up having a conflict and wasn't able to make it for that weekend. I just had to keep track of what was going on from over here in the heart of Dixie while all the action was happening up in Virginia.
Well, I know
it was some action, all right.
Sure was. Well, you know, Ben, since you didn't get a lot of time on the last segment, you know, we had Matt in, and I'll ask you this question, and Mark can respond to it. But I'd like to preface that with a statement. Mark, I was saying that the biggest disappointment I had after Charlottesville was that so many people, hardcore people, they got scared and they ran for the high grass. They ran for the, you know, to get the hell out. They were scared to death. But, and I was, one reason I was so proud of being a member of the League of the South, I think, Mark, I think we're the only organization I know of that didn't tuck tail and run. Not only did we not tuck tail and run, we seemed like we got louder. But, you know, since then, since Charlottesville, Mark, Ben, I don't think we've done anything really that could be considered anywhere near, I won't say significant, because we've probably done some significant things, but nothing like Charlottesville. And what disappoints me is we haven't got back in the street and raised hell. And I'll say this once more time. I'm sick and tired of obeying, governing our actions by what is the feds going to do? Are we going to break laws? Are we going to go to prison? Are we going to do all this crap? And I pointed out, Mark, I'll make this quick, that I think we have to emulate our Jewish brothers and sisters. Ha ha. I was just saying on the last segment, if we look what the Jews did in the Soviet Union, what, 1-2% Jewish population, most of them came over from United States, some of them from New York. Leon Trotsky, his real name was, I used to know his name was Lev Bronstein. He came over, a very small handful of Jews, Ben and Mark. They completely captured the Soviet Union, the giant nation like Russia. You know what they did? And I said this in the last segment, but it bears repeating. And they killed. They had the conservative lowball figure, 66 million white people, mostly Christian, mostly Russian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox, mostly Christian, probably a few Catholics, no Baptists, of course. But that's what they did. They killed them, man, millions of them. They got rid of their enemy. But we have to do, I'm going to shut the hell up quick. We have to band together again, in my opinion, and it doesn't take a majority. Our Jewish brothers and sisters in the Soviet Union proved that with a 1%, 2%. They destroyed an entire continent damn near. So I think we need to get the balls and reorganize. And I would love to go back to Charlottesville and get some sheriffs, constitutional sheriffs, appoint the sheriffs ourselves, do whatever it takes, and have a constitutional militia, a godly militia, and when the feds or the state of Virginia comes to arrest somebody like the guests that they did, the guests we're going to have coming on in a few minutes, we tell them to go to hell. Come get it. Anyway, that people will probably say I'm too radical or kind of a nutcase, but what do you think about that, Mark?
Well, I've said the same thing many times over the years, Eddie, and most of us in the Southern Nationalist Movement have said those kind of things at one time or another, is that, the motto of the League when it was still alive, and of course it's heir apparent, the Southern Nationalist League that has come out of all of this and is still trying to lead the people of the South to independence from the U.S. Empire. We've always said that we want to accomplish our goals by all honorable means. And, one of those honorable means would be to do some of the things that you're talking about. You work with your local county sheriff and you get him to realize that he is the most powerful law enforcement officer in his county, and that includes the federal government. And if you could get him on your side, get enough people together who have been adequately trained to work together, and get the sheriff to appoint you as members of his posse, that he could call you, basically deputize you if the need arises, then you would have the physical means of resisting these tyrannical overreaches by these lawless government officials who decide that they want to persecute people and prosecute them and put them in jail simply because they don't like their political affiliation. You know, there's definitely something to be said for standing on the street corner and holding your sign and talking through your bullhorn and, you know, writing articles and having websites and doing what you can to influence people. But it's at some point, you reach the conclusion that the only thing that these tyrants understand at the end of the day is the sound of a rifle being discharged downrange in their direction. And you know, there's nothing radical about that. There's nothing un-American or immoral about that. I mean, that's how the American Revolution started. You know, the local militia knew that the British were coming to Lexington and Concord to confiscate their weapons, and they were there to meet them. They didn't fire the first shot. You know, the commander told them, he said, "Stand your ground. Don't fire unless fired upon. But if they mean to have a war, let it begin here." And you know, somewhere along the way, too many so-called Americans have lost the backbone that their ancestors had. And whether it was their colonial ancestors or, in our case, our Confederate ancestors, you know, they had the backbone and the courage to stand up against that and be willing to face a musket and cannon fire for it. And we got a lot of people now who are scared to death just by the idea of being served papers from a lawyer.
Yes. You know, that's why I was so proud. Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, that's why I said, and I'm going to go to you, Ben. That's why I was so proud for a while and so excited for a while when we were in Charlottesville. I said, by God, we finally did it. We got in the street. We're raising hell. And the next move we're going to make, we're going to get in the street. We're going to take our bayonets and our rifles if we have to. But we're going to take this damn country back. And like you said, Mark, we weren't radical. That's the way this country started in the first place. It started with gunpowder, with bullets and bayonets. You know, Mao Zedong said all political power comes to the end of the gun barrel. Go ahead, Ben.
I was going to say I agree 100% with what Mark was saying, and it kind of falls back on what I've said in some prior shows we've done, and that is you got to get involved with your local government. If we can take over our local governments, there's not much the federal government can do once you get to the point of having a sheriff that's on your side. Like you were saying, you know, there's the guys who enjoy getting out on the street, and I'm not gonna lie, I enjoy the street action.
I love it.
But you can't. You have to weigh a few things. You can be the shock factor with your swastikas, your Nazi flags. I love them. The shock factor is amazing. It gives you an adrenaline rush. You get out there, you mess with them, counter protesters. You get them all riled up. It's a lot of fun. But you got to remember, we're fighting a battle, and we can either go in and stir stuff up really quick and end up with criminal records because of the messed up government we have and being able to only just street protest, or you still fight. You be vocal. Don't ever shut up. Keep your mouth open. But keep your head just low enough that you don't end up with a felony so that you can get in those positions of law enforcement, mayor, city director. Because once you get into those positions, you have your foot into dismantling the anchor that we have.
Great answer. We got to go to a quick break. Be right back. We'll go back to Mark as soon as we come back after this break. Be right back, folks.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Despite new evidence that Barack Obama instigated the Russiagate hoax to undermine then-candidate Donald Trump, his constitutional attorney Mark Weaver says it's very doubtful that Obama will ever be indicted by the DOJ.
Not Obama. President Trump's case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court makes it pretty clear that presidents have immunity for things they do in office. So I don't think Obama's at risk.
But Weaver does say a number of high-profile former Obama officials could be facing big-time trouble.
Particularly Brennan, Clapper, Comey. They are the highest-ranking officials who appear to have done the most to conspire to protect Hillary and to hurt Donald Trump.
Weaver spoke this week on the Salem Radio Network. China's economy is slowing. Here's correspondent Charles De La Desma with that story.
The Chinese economies showed signs of slowing through July as factory output and retail sales slowed and housing prices fell further. Monthly data shows retail sales rose 3.7% year on year, down from 4.8% in June. Investments in factory equipment and other fixed assets rose a meager 1.6% in July, compared with just under 3% growth in January to June. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Trump administration is getting a little help from West Virginia, that state sending nearly 400 members of its National Guard to the nation's capital to assist the administration's takeover of that city's department. Now, the move by a nearby state comes as hundreds of District of Columbia National Guard activated this past week to back up local law enforcement in the battle against a major crime wave. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to relieffactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, without further ado, we're going to go back to, I have a question we'll ask our guys, Ben and Mark, but Ben has something he wants to cover before we go to that question. Go ahead, Ben.
Well, I was just going to cover what you were saying over the break about your question, so if you want to go ahead and ask it, go for it.
Oh, well, okay. I was just going to ask you guys, you know, we talked about street raising hell in the street, and I love it. But it's not just for entertainment value. That's most certainly not the only value. I think you can make pamphlets with information on it, and you go to places like one of my favorite places. I was telling the guys during the break, I like to go to these so-called these big Judeo-Christian churches, and while they're in their churches, before they have time to stick their security guards on you, you can put pamphlets on their windshields. Some of my favorite pamphlets are the ones from the Goyim Defense League, where they list, you name your organization, just name any organization you want to, be it a Center for Disease Control, Food and Drug Administration, the United Nations, the Federal Reserve, presidents of all the universities, the head of Pfizer, the head of Johnson & Johnson, name it. Just name the organization. And they're all run by Disney. Disney. Nothing but a straight-up Jewish child grooming society. Put these pamphlets out with this information on the windshields of the people that are attending these so-called Judeo-Christian churches. And that's they can't dispute those information, that information. A lot of them will automatically reject it because they're so brainwashed, and it's nothing you can do. There's absolutely no amount of facts you can bring to a person that's too far brainwashed. But there's always a few, I think, you can wake up. So I think there's some value in that. What's your opinion, Mark?
Well, I think there definitely is. You know, by way of analogy, you know, we find ourselves in a war for our survival as a people. And you ask any good general, you know, for example, Robert E. Lee, he didn't just have one tactic that he used over and over and over again. He adapted to the situation depending on circumstances and whatnot, and he used the resources that he had available in whatever way was necessary to try to win the battle and eventually win the war. And so we've got to do the same thing. We have to have a multi-pronged approach to whatever we do, a combination of street activism, of handing out leaflets and pamphlets, of having websites and doing podcasts and all kinds of other things like that. You have to find every avenue that you can that you can use to reach people with your message. Now, you bring up a good point, is that sad to say that in this day and time, with the way things are, most of the time it's going to fall on deaf ears. You're going to have the handful, of people that you come in contact with who are going to be open to listening to what you have to say, and that will actually be swayed to come around to your way of thinking eventually. But you know, I think one of the hard truths of the human condition is that, and especially with the mind-numbed Ameritards that are running around out here nowadays, is that, as a friend of mine back in Louisiana used to say, as long as their personal peace and affluence is not being disturbed to any great degree, they're not excited about any of this stuff. You know, they're not, the majority of people are not the take charge, self-starting, go get them and try to make something happen people like those of us here on the radio show today. And exactly. most of our friends and neighbors are going to wait until things begin to fall apart and crumble around their heads before they finally wake up and realize that what we've been talking about is absolutely true, and that they need to come over to our side. So our job is to just keep the faith, keep doing what we have to do. And at some point, it's going to turn our way. I've mentioned to Dr. Hill many times in some of our podcasts that we've done over the last couple, 3 months is that, you know, there are times when you can definitely hear the door of history beginning to creak on its hinges. And it's starting to swing in a different direction. Or to put it as something I saw in a comment on a video I watched earlier today, it's amazing how much noticing is going on nowadays by the average person out there. They're beginning to see that all of this, you know, star-spangled bullshit that they've been force-fed their whole lives is just that. And but you know, it's a tough job. You know, you got to give the devil his due. They've done a very effective propaganda job for the last century and a half, convincing everybody that the United States is a country or a nation, and that we owe our ultimate allegiance to it no matter what, and all this other kind of nonsense. And, you know, reinforced by stupid things like the Pledge of Allegiance and, you know, having to have all these civic religious ceremonies before every public gathering, whether it's a football game on Friday night at your local high school or Saturday at your university alma mater or your city council meeting. They're all going to get up like a bunch of sheep and bleat that Pledge of Allegiance and, you know, talk about how great it is to live in America, the greatest and most free country in the world. And so it's hard. That's been going on for a long time, and that is a tough nut to crack for yes, folks like. But we just have to keep whacking at it, you know. That's all we can do. You know, to look at it from a theological standpoint, I mean, you know, you have to. We know we've got the truth on our side, and we have to continue to pursue spreading that truth, regardless of the consequences. Or the obstacles that are laid in our path. We don't have any other choice. You know,
we don't.
I mean, I'm not going to give this up and go back to being, you know, to go back to sleep. You know, I told Dr. Hill the other day when we were doing our podcast, I said, you know, when I became a Southern Nationalist 30-something years ago, I likened it to a condition of a man who had spent most of his life in a dark room groping around, and he could hear and feel the cockroaches and the rats, you know, running around and molesting. And finally, one day, somebody turned the light switch on, and guess what? Now I can see what all those cockroaches and rats are up to and everything, and there's no way I'm turning the light switch off again. You know?
Amen so, to that.
Yeah,
Let me ask you this question here. If there's a light that turned on you're talking about, do you think, and don't get me wrong, I have no use for an Arab, for somebody, for Islam, somebody with an Islamic faith. They're as much as our enemy almost as Jews. They're just not as powerful as Jews. But, Ben and Mark, do you think, this may be a rhetorical question, that Palestine and Gaza, the atrocities that's been televised on there, that the Jews cannot snuff that out. They cannot stop the world from knowing that there's just been a mass extermination there. And there's Christians. Christians live there. They're the oldest Christian church in the world. Easter Sunday, the Jews kept the Christians from going to that church. Matt and Ben, do you think that the world has seen what's going on in Palestine and in Gaza, and just recently, I think the beatdown in Cincinnati, I'm going to ask, that could have been a gift on a silver platter, waking these self-hating white people up, seeing these other white people having the hell beat out of them, seeing a white woman being knocked flat by a buck, a 240-pound buck. Is that going to be the light that shines on some of these roaches, Ben?
My answer to that is no. They've got their heads so far up the Baptist Church's hind ends that they're oblivious, in my opinion. The only way that people are going to wake up is when the blood starts flying on our dirt.
Well, you know, I saw an article, and I'll go back to you. Mark, we've got about a minute. I saw an article in America Free Press, and it said that the MAGA people, that Trump's big allies, that they're disillusioned. And two of the main things that they're disillusioned about, that he stabbed them in the back, there's two factors. One of them is his blind loyalty to the Israel and the Jew. And secondly, he's actually making fun of and talking dirt to his own supporters that want him to release the Epstein files. Is that going to be? That's some powerful stuff. That along with Cincinnati. What do you think? What do you think, Mark? Do you disagree with Ben?
No, I think that's getting a lot of people riled up. And one of the first podcasts that we did as the Southern Nationalist League was talking about Donald Trump as an accelerationist candidate. And what we meant by that is that he's made all these pie-in-the-sky promises to all the people who voted for him, and that as he goes along and does not deliver on them, there are going to be a lot of people who are going to have buyer's remorse for voting for him, and they're going to...
Impossible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
I gave you power, huh? Well, let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Hey, Blood River Radio family, thank you so much, so much for hanging out. This has been a really emotional broadcast tonight. It's about Charlottesville, all about Charlottesville. Pretty soon, Paul Fromm will be coming on. He's going to be talking about what the United States was on the 11th of August of 2017, then what it was like on the 12th of August, and then the big change, what happened after the 12th of August of 2017, and how the United States it's probably is the same nation, always will, was, but here's the thing, and I think I put this in our show notes. The people who really run this country, don't make no mistake, it's always Jews all the time. It's always the Jew. They run this country, and they hate you. If you're white, they hate you more than you can possibly imagine. They'll never be satisfied until you're dead, and they don't want you just buried. Once you're dead and buried, they want to defecate on your grave. They want to put a slaughterhouse on the grave sites of your ancestors. There's a bottomless pit of hatred they have for you. Well, at Charlottesville, when white Christian, and I said this earlier in the first segment, beautiful, I saw some beautiful girls there with us. I would not have had them there. There was women there of all ages, not as many as men, but they were good-looking women, well-dressed, well-educated, well-spoken, well-behaved men. They had young men there, educated men, well-spoken men, professional men, lawyers, doctors, Indian chiefs, so to speak, the best of the best. And see, that completely defied, flew in the face of the Jew narrative, the Jew media, that they always portray Southern whites, people that are proud, that are white. You don't have to be from the South. People that are white, you're proud of being white, you love your parents, you love your kids, you love your ancestors, and you're very proud of being white. They always portray them as being these, uneducated thugs, whites, toothless bums. Redneck, so to speak. But that was not the case in Charlottesville, and it scared the living hell out of the establishment. And one fellow who paid the price, paid the dear price, he was only 22 years old when he got arrested. He's coming on our program right now. His name is Jacob Goodwin. I'm so proud of him. He is a hero in my book. He should be a hero in the book of all Southern white people. You don't have to be from the South. I've always said the Southern is a state of mind. Some of our biggest supporters come from New Jersey and Washington State. We're all of one white accord, one white, like in the upper room in the New Testament. Anyways, with all my diatribe aside, we're going to bring on Jacob Goodwin. How are you doing, Jacob?
I'm good, man. I take it a day at a time.
Well, I know it's late. I know you've been out of prison for a while, but how does it feel to be out of prison, young man?
Well, that's a deep subject, to be honest with you. It's different, you know. It's just like you have to learn new things. You have to understand, like, old things that you've learned how to do on a daily basis, how to handle conflict, how to handle problems, how to deal with people. It's a lot different out here, so you have to kind of like try to learn what's acceptable and what's not. And like, I will say there's like good and bad things, or things that were easier to deal with in there, and there were things that are harder to deal with out here, you know? And so like, just kind of trying to figure out, it's kind of like coming to a new world, honestly. Like, I feel like an astronaut on a different planet sometimes.
I'll bet. Well, I'm going to ask you a question, and we'll go over to Mark. I'm sure Mark Tommy. Mark Tommy's he's one of these highly educated guys I was talking about. He's an engineer. He wasn't this uneducated, toothless bum in Charlottesville. He was he's one of the type of guys that they hate, that our enemies hate. But Jacob, I'll ask you, do you get, then I'm going to turn over to you and Mark. Do you think, what do you see came out of Charlottesville? Like I said, what changed the day? What was different on August the 13th of the year of 2017 that was different from August the 11th? What changed? Did the beast, did people, in your opinion, did you think people all over the world saw, they can see for their own eyes who really runs the United States of America, and just how much that white people in the United States are hated by those people that control the world. If anything else, if you and your other brothers that were in prison, if anything else good came out of that, if the sacrifice you made, did Charlottesville, did it show the world that we were not lying, we're not conspiracy theorists, people that have never been around a nig in their life, people that are around Jews that don't live in the South, the people from other European countries, if they could finally see, yes, those people are right, white people are really hated and despised there. Did Charlottesville at least do that, Jacob?
I would say overwhelmingly yes. And the reason being because whether you're not a racial person, as we are, let's just say you're a constitutional conservative, as I call them. Let's just say, you know, you're a person who loves freedom, who loves the Constitution. That protest and that issue of Unite the Right, August 12, 2017, that pertained to you also as an American citizen, because it was, if you look at the political context with Wes Bellamy and Jason Kessler and the whole thing being about freedom of speech and our constitutional right to protest, if you looked at it under that microscope and kept race out of it, right, which obviously for us, we don't do that, but let's just say you looked at it as a constitutionalist, the entire protest was based off the freedom of assembly and freedom of speech. And honestly, the city council, after the fact, it came out in the Heathie report and everything else, that they openly silenced our freedom of speech. They allowed agitators who are not allowed to their permit to protest was not where they assembled. They assembled where they had a right to protest. They had their permit to protest, but then the police allowed them to leave their area to protest and come and to interfere with us and cause a quote riot, quote state of emergency, right, and to deny us our freedom to assemble and our right to free speech. So if you just leave it at that and leave racial politics out of it, which I don't think we should, but let's just say you're a conservative and that's important to you. It should have showed the world, a German, an Italian, any person with ethnic European DNA should have seen right then that in America, you know, and America sets the cultural trends for most of the world, especially the West. It shows you that the West is no longer in our control. It shows you that easily these people who consider themselves to be these freedom fighters and they're against the status quo, they're paid by George Soros. They are boot boys for the state. And that when they attack us, they don't get judicially, you know, persecuted, but we do. And that our Constitution is essentially toilet paper. It's toilet paper. It's useless. And it only applies to those who are loyal to the state and its narrative.
True. And I'm going to go to Mark, but I'm going to make this point. Our earlier guests is talking about, and other people talk about, we'll do it legal, as long as we'll do everything in a legal, orderly fashion. But, you know, you just made a great point. People are arrested. In fact, you, sir, who I salute. I salute you for your great sacrifice you made for our people, for your white race. I really do.
You were there that day as well, and I salute you as well.
Well, thank you so much. But, you know, the point is, they arrested you for non-law. You didn't break a law. You merely defended yourself. You had other fellow prisoners in there that were arrested that didn't break law. So people are going, don't think just because you're going to obey the law, you're going to cross every T, you're going to dot every I, you're going to follow the letter of the law. That is no protection to you whatsoever. I don't think so. What do you think, Mark?
Of course it's not, and I've made that argument many times over the years, is that for events like Charlottesville, or even if you've just got a website or a podcast or a YouTube channel that they find to be offensive to their sensibilities or a threat to their death grip on this they will silence you right away. They will find a way to persecute you. It's very much like Stalin's secret police was reputed to have said, "Show me the man, and I'll show you the crime."
True.
And so they will trump up something against you. If they want to get rid of you bad enough, they'll find a way to do it. And that's one of the reasons why. That I've also said, we're going to have to stop allowing ourselves to be swept into that vortex because there is no justice there. They're simply going to throw you in a hole and forget about you.
Hold that thought, Mark. We're going to transition here. I'm holding you and Jacob for another segment in the third hour. So hold that thought. I'm going to respond to that when we come back. Be right back, people. We've got a 5-minute break. Use the restroom, get your tea, whatever you need. Be right back in 5 minutes, by 4 or 5 minutes.